This is our returning champion, Paul Ehrman from Boulder, Colorado. Stand by to see Paul play for a diamond necklace valued at $7,500. Tonight, on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a Cadillac Eldorado valued at $35,679 for $610. All the prizes and the cash jackpot of $54,000 for $830. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Hi there. Thank you very much. Hi, thank you. Welcome to Sale of the Century. Hope you're having a pleasant evening. Thank you for spending part of it with us. Fine champion. He's passed on a couple of lovely items, put $223 in his bank account. So a win today with another $62, he would have that diamond necklace. Let's welcome him back now. Paul Ehrman. Hello, Paul. Good to see you again.
Thank you.
$62 more in the win. That's what you need for that beautiful diamond necklace worth $7,500. Chris, I saw you mouthing words for the amount, right? Looks.
Yeah, $7,500.
That was pretty good to you then.
It's a good-looking necklace.
Well, good luck, Paul. You're a fine champion.
Thank you.
And here to introduce the challengers, this is Summer Bartholomew. Hello, Summer.
Hello, Jim.
Very elegant here.
Thank you.
Whom did you bring us?
Oh, brought you. Our first contestant has a fearless love for danger. Originally from Dallas, Texas, let's welcome Judy Tyrer.
Hello, Judy.
Our second contestant is a caterer whose ambition is not to open his own restaurant. Originally from Oceanside, New York, welcome Jeff Cerati.
Hello, Jeff. Nice to see you. We'll see you a little later, Summer. Jeff, is your ambition not to open, or is it to open your own?
It is to open.
Yeah, you want to get your own restaurant, huh?
Right. You know, I like to eat. I like to have see others have a good time and enjoy good food.
Well, that's terrific. That's very nice. And you're in the catering business now, so you're close to it, huh?
Right.
Good luck. Judy, a fearless love for danger.
Yes, I do rock climbing and scuba diving, and my goals are to try hang gliding, and I've wanted to jump out of an airplane with a parachute.
Oh, why did you laugh when they said a fearless love for danger? Do you get nervous?
I'm nervous right now.
Oh, relax. It's easy. Nice to have you here. $20 starts all three players off. Good luck. We'll get into the game with this question. This Hollywood actor has been turning on Farrah Fawcett for more than 5 years. Jeb?
Ryan O'Neill.
That's her boyfriend. You're right. For $5 added to the score, you go to 25. What zodiac sign has as its symbol twins? Jeb?
Gemini.
Gemini is right. Just beating everyone at the buzzer, Jeff has another five. In 1945, an international organization was founded at the San Francisco Conference. Paul.
United Nations.
That's right. Founded in San Francisco. A nicely solved for the champion. He goes to 25 with his first correct answer. What is the Hawaiian word for an elaborate feast? Jeff.
Luau.
By George, he knows about food. You're right. Luau it is. Jeff goes to 35. Born in the 1950s, this little doll has been dating a guy named Ken since 1961. Jeff.
Barbie.
Barbie's the doll. You're right. And Jeff goes to 40. Yeah. It is time now for an instant bargain. The player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. Jeff, that's you. You've got a $15 lead. Remember that a sale surprise with a bonus could come up at any time as well. $15 lead. It's up to you. You can buy this.
Jeff, are you wondering how to spend your spare time? It's elementary. Play a game on this Sherlock Holmes chess set. The chess pieces are fashioned after characters from the Sherlock Holmes novels. One set of chessmen overlaid with 18-karat gold leaf from Gallo, the pewter connection. It normally sells for $550, and it's elementary. Today on Sale of the Century, it's only $5.
Oh, that's terrific. That is really beautiful, I must say. Gorgeous, gorgeous. $550. Play chess at all, Jeff?
A little bit.
Oh, I think you'd like this. $550. You have a $15 lead. So if it only cost you $5, you'd still have a $10 lead. So I'm going to leave the price right where it is. $550 beautiful chess set for $5, you'd still have the lead. Going once, going twice, and no sale. Doesn't want the chess set. Jeff hangs on to the $15 lead. Back with this. Name the TV show you're watching if Murray, Vinny, and Speed, Jeff. If they join Oscar for a poker game and Felix gets steam. Yeah, they're the three guys. Remember with the odd couple in the poker game?
Right.
$5 for the incorrect answer or the failure to answer, so you lose five down to 35. In what country is the gambling resort of Monte Carlo? Jeff.
Monaco.
Monaco is the country just beating everyone to the buzzer. Jeff gets the $5 right back. He's given us such gruesome bestsellers as Carrie and The Shining. Paul.
Stephen King.
Stephen King. It is the champion is heard from, and he pulls another $10 for Jeff. Yeah. Speaking of $10, there is a $10 money card up on the Fame Game board. We're playing the Fame Game now. Rather long question. Think about it at home, and you buzz in when you think you have an idea about a famous fictional character. I am a comic strip character who first appeared in a cartoon called The Thimble Theater. I was created by E.C. Segar. I made my first movie appearance in a Betty Boop cartoon in 1933. I almost invariably have a pipe stuck in my mouth. Yep.
Popeye.
Yep, Popeye is right, and Popeye did start in another cartoon. Interesting, in a Betty Boop cartoon. Jeff, you've got a pick of the board. A lot of wonderful things up there. What number looks good to you?
Try number six.
And behind number six, we have
$10! Right away, he finds a $10 money card, and we add that to your score, and Jeff goes to $50 with, right away, a $20 lead over the champion. Champion's got to make a comeback, and we'll be right back. Champion is already within $32 of that diamond necklace worth $7,500, but he must win, and he is trailing now by 20. Jeff at 50, Paul at 30, Judy at 20. This question for five. What naturalist and painter produced a volume of illustrations called The Birds of America? Jeff.
Audubon.
Audubon is right, just beating the champion with the buzzer again. Paul is shaking his head. Jeff is very quick with that buzzer. Name the former singing team that closed their TV variety show with their hit song, I Got You, Babe. Judy.
Sonny and Cher.
Sonny and Cher is right. And Judy goes to 25. It's a French word meaning a small bundle. We use it to mean a bride's belongings. Judy.
A trousseau.
Trousseau is right. Yes, a trousseau. Nicely pronounced. And Judy ties Paul for second place at $30. What's the collective term for a family of lions? Paul.
Pride.
Pride is right. And again, Paul in undisputed possession of second place. Still trailing by 20, however. Jeff, $20 lead over Paul. You've got some room. Can we interest you in this?
Jeff, this gift is par for the course. Pinseekers lightweight metal woods, a set of Olympic Very Light P356 woods with matching Very Light irons and professional staff bag. It's furnished by Pinseeker, and it's normally priced at $1,021. Today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $10.
Oh, that's very nice. Excuse me just a second. Before I get to you, Jeff, you're doing a wonderful job teaching her, but it'll work a lot better if you turn it that way. Okay. Other than that, you're doing terrific. Now, you're doing terrific, Jeff. You've got a $20 lead. If you bought this over $1,000 worth of golf... You play golf?
No, but I might learn.
I would think so. Over $1,000 worth of golf clubs for $10, you would still have a $10 lead. Well, I tell you, Jeff, if you would want to learn, and we'd want you... Because I know you like to eat, you like it with the restaurant, the catering, you got to get the exercise, I'll give you the money for the lessons. I'll give you $500 in cash. A $1,521 bargain for $10. You still have a $10 lead. Going once, going twice, going to play golf. Enjoy, Jeff. Enjoy the money, enjoy the golf clubs. Got a whole new sport for you now.
Great.
Knock the $10 off your score, of course. You're down to 45, and we're back with this. Name the machine that has been the primary method of doing away with French criminals since the Revolution. Jeff.
Guillotine.
Guillotine is right. You've got five of the $10 right back. Jeff, back to 50. Name the man who made Cotton King with his invention of a cotton... Jeff?
Eli Whitney.
Of the cotton gin, Eli Whitney is right. And just like that, Jeff got the $10 back. He's got a $20 lead again. What is the substance in plants that makes them green? Jeff?
Chlorophyll.
Chlorophyll is right. Three in a row. He's beating the chair. I know, Paul, you've got the information. I see your hand going. But Jeff is just very quick right now. What did little Jack Horner pull out of his pie? Paul?
A plum.
A plum is exactly what it is. And Paul goes to $40 there. Little touch of literature with that one. It's just one of billions of stars, but it's important because it lies at the center of our solar system. Paul.
The sun.
The sun is exactly right. Yes. Paul adds another five. This time you beat Jeff to the buzzer. Incidentally, I know we had a question a little earlier about men landing on the moon, and we know that the words were one small step for mankind and one giant leap for one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. But did you ever hear the words when the first astronaut landed on the sun? I know, I don't know if you saw it in the news, but the first astronaut, when he landed on the sun, he said, ooh, ah, ooh, ah. We'll be right back. I take no credit for that joke about the sun, and I'm trying to avoid the blame. Good game here. Jeff's at $60. Paul, the champion, at 45. He got a little closer, and Judy's at 30. Back with this, and a $15 money card added up there on the board. A famous person. I was born in Naples, Italy, in 1899. When I died in 1947, I was broken both in health and mind. I was connected with organized crime in New York and then Chicago. During Prohibition, I controlled the speech. called?
Al Capone.
Speakeasy, as I was going to say, and Al Capone is correct. The champion gets the pick of the board. Trailing by 15, you could tie if you find the $15 money card.
I'm going with 4.
And behind number 4, we have $400. Orphic again.
$400 can go into your pocket or pass on that to try to find something else.
Number 8.
And behind number 8, we have $500.
Didn't find a money card, but he found some cash, and he made a good bargain there as $500 in cash goes into Paul's pocket. That, of course, is yours no matter how you finish in the game. $15 stays up there. We'll get to the third and final crack of the Fame Game board in a little while, and we'll add a $25 money card when we do. Back with this now. Who invented the lightning rod after experiments, Jeff?
Benjamin Franklin.
With a key and a kite, Benjamin Franklin it is, and Jeff again beats Paul to the buzzer, and he's back to that $20 lead. In what specific part of your leg would you find the bone called the patella? Judy.
In the foot.
No. A little higher than that, in the knee or kneecap, and you lose $5 for the incorrect answer, Judy. Sorry about that. What comedian made the caustic observation, any man who hates dogs and children, Judy?
W.C. Fields.
Can't be all bad. W.C. Fields it is. You got the $5 right back. Yes, indeed. But with an instant bargain, Jeff, you again have a $20 lead over Paul. You did some buying before and got your lead back. How about this?
Add some taste to your dining with this beautiful dining room ensemble. A classic glass tabletop perched on a rattan base with 4 matching rattan chairs from Jerry Zelman. This lovely dining room set is normally priced at $1,882. Today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $15.
Well, that's a great prize. That is really gorgeous. That is very, very nice. It is $1,882 worth of lovely furniture. Could you use that?
I could use it.
You could use that. All right, now we can talk. You have a $15 lead, Jeff. If you bought this beautiful furniture, you would still have the lead. But your lead would be cut to the value of one question. Your lead would be $5. How confident are you that you can hang on to that lead? And how interested are you in the dining room furniture if I gave you for polish to go with the furniture?
Right.
I'll give you $100 in cash. Not enough?
No. I need the plates.
You need plates?
And silverware. And,
$200 in cash. I'm not buying the restaurant for you, Jeff. I am, however, going to give you $600 in cash. Now he'll buy. Enjoy the furniture. Enjoy the money. But look at that score now as we knock the $15 off of Jeff's score. He has a $5 lead. He's confident. Is he correct? We'll find out after this. Enjoy. Jeff did some buying, and the game is now close. It is Jeff at $50, Paul the champion at $45, Judy at $30. Anyone can win. We're back with this. In the Catholic faith, what do they call the string of beads used while Judy?
A rosary.
While praying, they are indeed rosary beads, and Judy up to $35, making it even closer. What tropical paradise claims as its capital the city of Papeete? Jeff.
Tahiti.
Tahiti, yes indeed, and Jeff adds another $5. You're watching an old movie, and one comedian says to the other, this is another fine mess you've gotten, Jeff.
Laurel and Hardy.
Yeah, what you've gotten me into, name either one. You gave me both of them. Laurel and Hardy it is, and Jeff goes up to $60. Well, Jeff's got that lead, $15 lead right now. The $15 money card is up there, and as promised, we've added a $25 money card. We're looking for a famous person. I was born in 1564 and died in 1616. I married at 18 and fathered Susanna and twins Hamnet and Judith. I became part owner of an acting company called Paul...
William
Don't
Shakespeare.
Say anything now? The Lord Chamberlain's men, I was going to say, I must check with our judge. We will throw out the question. You answered after the bell, but you answered William Shakespeare, which was the correct answer. So we will throw that question out. You are out. I go to a substitute for Jeff and Judy. For the two of you, famous person. I was born in Europe in 1920. As a schoolboy, I excelled in athletics, dramatics, and academic work. I could eventually speak Latin, Italian, English, French, Spanish, and German, as well as my native tongue. In 1946, I was ordained a priest and studied in Rome. I became successfully bishop, archbishop, and cardinal of the Catholic Church. In 1981, I was shot and wounded in St. Peter's... Judy!
Pope John Paul?
That's who it is. Pope John Paul is exactly who it is. And sorry about that, Paul, but after the buzzer you answered correctly, we have no choice but to throw the question out. And for Judy and Jeff, we continue it, and Judy gets that big pick of the board.
Number 3.
And behind number 3, we have 15.
Where was that big $25?
Behind the number 9.
Down in the corner was the 25, but Judy finds a $15 money card. Adding that to her score, it is even closer. Paul, you're back in now. As we finish up the game with a speed round, as many questions as we can get in, 60 seconds on the clock. Jeff, you are in the lead at $60. Judy is at 50. Paul is trailing at 45. He must win for that diamond necklace. Good luck to three good players. We start the speed round now. Which of our presidents was born in Tampico, Illinois? Judy.
Abraham Lincoln.
Wrong. What color do you get when you combine equal parts of red and blue? Jeff.
Purple.
Right. Robin Hood and his merry men lived in what forest? Judy.
Sherwood Forest.
Right. What do we call the female equivalent of a merman? Judy.
A mermaid.
Right. In the proverbial rhyme, little strokes feel great. Judy.
Oaks.
Right. What type of a shellfish is a prawn? Judy.
A shrimp.
Right. What disaster was supposedly started by Mrs. O'Leary's cow? Judy.
The Chicago Fire.
Right. Name the president whose face appears on the nickel. Jeff.
Lincoln.
Wrong. What popular TV show features a talking car named Kit? Judy.
The Dukes of Hazzard.
Wrong. In 1975, it became the capital of all Vietnam. Jeff.
Hanoi.
Right. What Midwestern state has the postal abbreviation MN? Judy.
Minnesota.
Right. Who wrote the poem The Courtship of Miles Standish? Paul.
John.
Time. Time. In what country will you find time is up? Judy, you are the champion. You just beat the buzzer with that one question, and it was the difference by $5. Congratulations. Wow. Back to our new champion in just a moment, and she just barely beat the buzzer with that one. Who wrote the poem The Courtship of Miles Standish? Henry Wadsworth Longfellow did. And the talking car is Knight Rider has Kit. That's the one. Judy knew that one as well. Name the president whose face appears on the nickel, Thomas Jefferson. And the president born in Tampico, Illinois. Goes back a ways. You could forget. Ronald Reagan, as a matter of fact, was born in Tampico. Yes, really. Got to say goodbye. First of all, our champion came so close to that diamond ring but didn't make it. However, Paul, you are leaving us with some lovely, lovely things. The dishwasher is yours, the typewriter, $1,540 in cash. A good total, however, Paul, over $2,700 in cash and prizes. Thank you. A fine champion. Congratulations. And Jeff had a great one-day total. Jeff, you got the golf clubs, the dining room furniture, $1,165. You have $4,068 in cash and prizes for one day. Congratulations. And our new champion, Judy Tyrer, is going back shopping with me. Come on, Judy. Here we go. You just started. For anyone who's paying attention, you started to say Minnesota just before our judge said time, and you were entitled to finish it, and that was the difference. You've got $70 in your bank account winning. Now, forget about the price. You're entitled to the first prize. With your $70, say yes, and you can walk away with this.
Be a smooth operator with this great portable cellular car telephone. Operates on standard current or its own rechargeable batteries. Comes in an aluminum case for use at home or office. Furnished by Leader Communications. This fantastic pie is normally priced at $3,000. Yours for only $85 on sale of the century.
And Judy, as I said, forget about the price. You're entitled to that first prize. Even though you have $70, you can buy that. Instead of $85, I'll give it to you for $70. Just say yes, you can take that and leave. Now, we change our sales merchandise every 5 shows, so everything is going to change. Should you decide to play on and come back, the next thing up the line for you, if you got to $195, would be this lovely computer. Further on up the line is a beautiful boat for $390. And how about you or I in this trip to Paris, right?
Yes.
Beautiful trip for $485. The car will change. I don't think you'll mind the change. $610 would get you this lovely automobile. And as always, you get enough money, you can get everything on the stage plus this.
A cash jackpot of $54,000.
The jackpot keeps going up. But Judy, that's a ways away for you right now. Your decision is a simple one. Do you want to take that mobile phone and leave, or put your money in the bank, taking the risk that you can continue to win and add more money for bigger and better prizes? And Judy, we'll get your decision in a moment. Back with our champion, Judy. I was just asking Judy during the commercial break there, what do you do for a living?
I program computers.
Program computers. Somehow I'm not sure if she's interested in the next thing up the line that's going to become a computer. Well, that may make your decision even more difficult because there's that great mobile phone. You could have that and leave, Or come back, put the money in the bank, the computer's next. But the boat and the trip to Paris and other things up the line, but of course they take a bit more money. Judy, what's it going to be? You going to take that mobile phone and leave, or are you going to put your money in the bank and play on? Yes?
I'm going to go for the trip to Paris.
Oh, you're going to come back. The trip to... Specifically, she wants the trip to Paris. We'll find out if she can make it or not. We'll put your money in the bank. The trip to Paris is a little bit further up the line. And also further up the line, we're adding another $1,000. $55,000 in the cash jackpot. It keeps on building. Thank you so much for joining us. And I hope you'll join us next time when Judy defends the title against two new challengers. Have yourselves a very safe and nice evening and a good weekend. We'll see you next time. All sail over the sisters. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Good luck. Congratulations.
Your manufacturer suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording. This is Jay Stewart speaking.